They're changing the SAT test, which I just like. I'm just not a big fan of it. I just don't think it determines how bright you are because there's a lot of trick questions, mind games that they play. Do you think the SAT is necessary anymore? Because they're getting rid of the SAT optional. Mm-hmm. They're making that optional. And no penalties for wrong answers. So this is going to be a good thing. I don't know. Do we really need it? 1-877-PARSHELL. Tracy in Cincinnati. She always calls us. Tracy, your comment, please.
I'm not worried about the SAT test. I'm worried about the high school graduation test on the state level where kids can't even graduate because of the math scores or science scores. And if you can't do that, then you can't even take the SAT. So what difference does it make? We need to start on the state level first.
Wow. I don't know. I know some people that just freeze up when they get any kind of test. And they're just brilliant people. I just don't know if it's a strong indicator of what you know and what you don't know.
The problem is now the students are being taught to take a test.
Yeah.
They're not really retaining.
Or learning anything.
You don't know.
Here's the trick booklet. This is how they're going
to
trick you.
Study this.
They teach you how they're going to trick you on this test.
Yes, but tests allow a way for you to be evaluated on an even playing field. You can't just go by grades because some people have harder high schools than other people.
Yeah, that's true. But some people grow up in different cultures and the whole nine. And, you know, they're not exposed to certain things like words like, and I can't even pronounce these words right, prevaricator and sagacious.
Or like contiguous.
Yeah, see.
Hey,
you trying to go back?
Well,
there.
He got that right on the third.
No, I got it right yesterday. I did go back. Right.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ Paul from DC. Man, I was just telling my daughter this morning, how in the world did they get that option when I had to take that damn test? Now she don't. But the truth of the matter is, seriously, they need to abandon it altogether because they finally listening to Furious on Boys in the Hood when he said those tests are biased anyway, and they are. I mean, at the end of the day, even the high elitists don't even use those words. So
Absolutely. Let's
be real. I mean, you know, those are words that you definitely don't use every day.
And I just hate these essays where, you know, it's a matter of somebody's opinion, whether it is you get a good score on that or not. It's your opinion. Essays, you know, some essays that are subjective in that matter. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, your hands your fate is in somebody else's hand.
Right.
They think you know something or not.
College is about essays. You need to write an essay. I like the essay section because it's the only part of the test where you kind of get to put yourself in it.
Right.
But what if a teacher doesn't like you?
Huh?
And my son's going through that right now.
Wow.
A teacher doesn't like him. And I read one of the essays he wrote. I thought it was really brilliant. Killed him on it. Killed him.
Well, in that instance, I can understand. But you don't want to take away the creativity of children by letting them, you know, do that.
So how
it's
kind of
dumb.
So
how do we grade
it? Well, I wouldn't grade. I'm not saying I take it off, but I wouldn't grade it.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, this is Sean from Baltimore. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
Hey, man, listen. I just want to say, man, I'm glad they are taking it away, whatever, man, because I'm a smart person, but I'm not a good test taker, whatever, you know? Like, and that essay part is the reason why I didn't get into the college I wanted to get into, you know?
And you know what, like, man? I'm sad that, you know, I'm not hanging up on you today because you actually said something good.
Thank you.
No, I think that's sad. There are a lot of people missing an opportunity of going to the university that they want. And furthering their education because of a test, an antiquated test.
Right. You know? And they're saying less than 60% of the students out there are at the school that their first choice.
Right. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, this is Tanya calling from Hope Mills.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I was calling. Mr. Russ Farmer on the show?
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Okay, yes. I am not a good test taker either. And however, when I took the SAT test, in school, I didn't score well. However, when I got to college, I made 4.0 first 2 years of college. And so I don't really feel like it is a really good diagnostic of how well you are going to perform in college. So I'm kind of glad that they're going to do away with it.
Well, let me see.
Tweet.
Skywalker, OG, says, Russ Parshall, the dumbing down of America at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying we're dumbing you down.
I kind of agree a little bit, especially with the vocabulary words.
You dumb people need to shut up.
Somebody tripping. No, you need to know those vocabulary
words. I believe in standardized testing.
I don't. I just think that it really hurts people that don't test well.
Right. Well, no, I agree with the testing part, but I don't think you should eliminate stuff just because it doesn't work.
LYS writes, I got an 820 on my SATs. Not only got accepted to a local community college, just got my master's degree. One test shouldn't define you. Thank you.
I agree.
Yeah. And it will, though.
Man, everybody complaining about why does Tracy get in all the time? Because she's one of my best friends. Why?